Tonight, Brother Alter Smith, he's the minister of the Rolls-Royce congregation in the subdivision in Lafayette, Louisiana, excited about the topic he selected tonight, why I am a member of the Church of Christ and why you should be. So at this time, Brother Alter Smith, we ask you to come on and speak to us from the Word of God.
Good evening. It is according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, that I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me and he has counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, which will simply always mean that I do not come before you tonight because my life is so right. It is not because I have been so very good, nor because I've been so very careful. But it's because the God I serve is a good God. And we always open for the last 30 years of preaching with that statement because it is important for me to let people know that I'm in the ministry not because it was my call, but I do believe it's because of the call that God has placed upon my life. And so we say good evening to you, and we give thanks always to God first. And then we're thankful to Brother Tommy Brooks for the invitation to be able to share with you through this national gospel call. Also, we are sending out our gratitudes to those that are joining us tonight. What a blessing it is to be able, in a world of bad news, to be able to share with the world the good news that God loves us. I think that's very important. I have an app on my phone, and it seems to go off every 2 to 3 minutes. And every time it goes off, it's giving me some bad news. And so in a world of bad news, we need to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God loved the world so very much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but they might have eternal life. And so it is my pleasure to talk to you tonight about a subject that has made the greatest difference in my life, why I am a member of the Church of Christ. And then we'll conclude simply with trying to share with you why I believe that everyone should be a member of the Church of Christ. With that consideration, I think that it is important, considering that I'm sharing tonight with an audience that doesn't know me, I think it is a fair question if someone would ask me tonight, what difference does it make, or what difference should it make to anyone that might be listening tonight concerning why I am a member of the Church of Christ? I think that's just a fair question for anyone to ask tonight. And I think it's fair also because of the fact that we live in a generation where the majority of people believe that it really doesn't make a difference what church you are a member of. In fact, the majority of people today would say to us that they really don't believe that having membership in a church would actually have any impact on their salvation. And so many people also believe that one church is as good as another, or they would suggest to us tonight that church membership is just simply a matter of one's personal preference. And so I think that it's an honest a question for someone who might be listening tonight. Why is it so important that I should listen to someone tell me why they are a member of the Church of Christ, especially when we live in a world where people will just simply say, just go to church somewhere on Sunday? I want to suggest to us tonight that while these are honest and sincere statements, I think the problem is that many people do not understand that while we can make an honest and sincere statement, or even have an honest and sincere question, that oftentimes what we're asking doesn't really find any support when it comes from God or when it comes from Jesus when it comes to the Bible, the Word of God. And so it is my prayer tonight that if there is someone, and that's the person that I'm looking for as I attempt to share good news to anyone, I'm looking for that individual that is honest and that individual that is sincere, that person who might be on the call tonight, who is like me. You come to realize that in America alone, that there are over 380,000 churches, and across the world, there is an estimation of 32 million churches worldwide, 3.6 million mosques, 20,000 temples and synagogues, and many other religious organizations that are scattered throughout the world. And so someone would say, with all of that, why should I listen to someone talk to me about being a member of the Church of Christ when I can simply do what the world has told me to do, and that is to just simply choose the church of my choice? I would also suggest to us tonight that in a world of religious diversity, and I want you to hear me clearly, where I do believe in the freedom of choice. And I believe that people do have a right to make a choice. But when I'm looking at this tonight from God's perspective, I also come to realize that while we are people who have a right to make a choice, it is also important that we understand that the right choice is still to make the choice that God wants us to make. And so as I talk tonight about being a member of the Church of Christ, I want us to know and understand that that subject matter is important because that's the right choice. And that's the choice that God has made. And that's the choice that God wants every person on the earth to make. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, there in verse number 4, that we serve a God who has a desire that all men might be saved and that they might come to the knowledge of the truth. And so it is the case that while we live in a world where we are free to make choices, and while we also know that God has given us a free will to make a choice, we need to know that because God wants to save us, God wants us still to make the right choice. It is important also, I think, tonight to know that when you look in the Bible, and I know I'm using a principle here, and so I know for the scholars out there, we're not trying to take the verse out of context, but we're using it to serve as a principle for tonight. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 33 is where we know that Paul, of course, is writing to the church there at Corinth. And, of course, they are a church that are engaged in some confusing acts in the worship service. And then Paul would conclude in verse 33, to help them out of their confusion, he says that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace as in all of the churches. I just wanted to see the principle there, that the Bible says that God is not the author of confusion, but the God we serve is a God of peace, as in all of the churches of the saints. But the principle for us to leave tonight and understand is that when we look at this world where there are over 380,000 churches just in America and 3.2 million just scattered throughout the world, that we need to know that religious confusion has never been God's plan for mankind. It was never God's desire to have us trying to figure out what church we should be a member of. Did you know tonight that in your Bible that you don't even find a church choice? Because when you read your Bible, you come to realize that there is only one church that you can even read about in the Bible. Now, I know there are those of you who have studied the scriptures, and so you know that in Acts chapter 7, of course, the Bible talks about the church in the wilderness. And so someone say there's two churches, but I would suggest tonight to you that even in the Old Testament, God didn't have but one church or one assembly or one called out people that was his people. Even the name Israel means people of God. So in the Old Testament, God didn't have confusion. There was the children of Israel, and then scattered throughout the region, there were all other pagan gods that existed at that time. But in the command, God would tell even the nation of Israel that they should have no other God before him. But when you come to the New Testament and you look at the Bible, it's important that you know that there should not be any religious confusion as it relates to what church to be a member of, because the Bible doesn't give us but one choice. So while there are 380,000 churches that you find in America, and while there are 37 million estimated churches across the world, understand this. All of those churches actually came into existence after the church in the Bible was in existence around the time of A.D. 33. And not only that, but it's also important for you to know that the Bible, the Word of God, the canonicity of the Word of God was closed at about 98 A.D. And so a principal point to understand, my friend, is this, is that when you look at the Bible, it would suggest if there are 380,000 churches just here in America, all of them coming into existence after A.D. 33, and after the Bible itself was closed at 98 A.D., it would suggest tonight to us then that those churches all began too late. And so when you just look at the Bible, don't go beyond 98 A.D. and just look at the Bible. The only thing that you will find is just one church. Now, with that understanding, my friends, I think it is important also that if I want to be a member of the right church, then I need to be, or I need to find that church that I can read about in my Bible. I think that's just important because I believe that there are honest people out there who don't know the truth and want to know the truth. And if you want to be a member of the right church, then the thing that you need to do is make sure that you follow or find the right book. Let me begin by saying tonight that, you see, I'm not a member of the Church of Christ because it is the right church for me. Because a lot of people say, I'm a member of this church because it's just the right church for me. But friend, I want to tell you something. When you want to be right, right doesn't have anything to do with you doing what is right just because it's right for you. I'm a member of the Church of Christ tonight because it's the right church for God. I think that's just important. I heard somebody say amen tonight. I'm a member of the Church of Christ because it's the right church for God. And if it's the right church for God, that ought to make the church right for me. I obeyed the gospel when I was 12 years old. Not because my mama did it, not because my dad did it. I'm not saying that their faith didn't influence my decision. But I still had to do what is right because of what I read in the Bible, the Word of God. I think the problem with too many people tonight is that they search for what's right for them, and they search for what fits them, and they choose what's right for them, but they do not choose what is right with God. And so tonight, I'm looking for, and I just believe there's got to be at least one honest person on this live tonight. You're just an honest person, and you're not looking for what's right for you. You're looking for what is right with God. And there are a lot of ways that we can look at this tonight, and as my time is moving here, I would say that if you're looking for what is right for God, then understand, friend, you need to look to the right book. The Bible says something in Psalms 19 and verse number 7. Psalms 19 and verse number 7. The Bible would say there that the law of the Lord is perfect. And then the psalmist says, the testimony of the Lord is sure, and the statutes of the Lord are right. I like that. Because what the psalmist is saying, I can trust the Bible. I can believe the Bible. Because whatever is in the Bible, it is the testimony of the Lord. And it's because it's the testimony of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the psalmist says, they are right. So if I want to find the right church, then what I need to do is understand, my friend, I don't need to go outside of the Bible trying to find the right church. I simply need to pick up the right book, which is the Word of God, and begin to search the Scripture and find that which is right. Paul wrote to the young preacher Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 at verse number 16 and 17, and Paul would say to that young preacher there, he says that all Scripture, everything in the Scriptures, everything in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And he said it's profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. What are you saying to the young preacher, Timothy? He's telling Timothy, everything that you need is found in the Bible. Why? Because the Bible is the right book. James says in James 1:27, it is the perfect law of liberty. Anyone that wants to be right simply needs to pick up the Bible, the Word of God, and read it. You know, my friend, I'm getting older now, and probably I'm dating myself, but I know when I was a little boy, they would send the telephone book, or they would send the newspaper, and they would always have a section in there that would tell the people to attend the church of your choice. My friend, I'm suggesting tonight that the only place you'll ever find attending the church of your choice, and it might be right, is in the telephone book or the newspaper. But friend, if you're trying to be right with God, we must speak what the Bible speaks, and we must be silent where the Bible is silent. And so as I move to just give you a few points in these last few minutes I got, I just want to establish that in your heart tonight, that if there is an honest person there tonight, and you're reading your Bible, and you've been studying your Bible, I'm saying to you that you can arrive at the right church for God. And if you arrive at the right church for God, then friend, you will have found the right church for you. So tonight, just about four things, if you're taking notes tonight, that I share to you. And these are very simplistic points, but points I think that might help you tonight in understanding why I am a member of the Church of Christ. And I would tell you tonight, simply because I found out these five things that I know are right things about the people in the Bible. And I need to make sure that's clear. And when I talk about being a member of the Church of Christ, I'm talking about being a part of the ecclesia. I'm talking about being a part of a group. I'm not talking about where you're assembling at a building, but I'm talking about you being a part of a group of people that have obeyed from the heart that same form of doctrine in the Bible, and they all became members of the same assembly group, which we call the church, or which we call the body of Christ. And what I'm suggesting tonight, you won't find but one in your Bible. So in the first case, preacher, why be a member of the Church of Christ? Well, I think, number one, my friend, that the reason that I've chosen to be a member of the Church of Christ is because it was founded by the person that God chose. See, I want to be a member of the church that God chose the person that was right to start that church. When you look in the Bible, in the book of Matthew chapter 16 at verse number 18, Matthew's chapter 16 at verse number 18, you will hear Jesus, and I know you believe in Jesus. And this is a verse that that I came to love at 12 years old. Well, Jesus said, upon this rock, he said, I will build my church. And he said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, what Jesus was talking about building there, he's not talking about building some temple of stone, a mortar, a rock. He's telling Peter that I'm going to build my church. I'm going to build a people. And I'm not going to build this church on you, Peter, but I'm going to build it, Peter, on the confession that you just made. Remember, Jesus asked, who do men say I am? And, of course, Peter gave the right answer. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Remember, Peter said that. And then Jesus said, because you've answered right, Peter, I'm going to build my church upon that confession. What I'm suggesting to you, friend, now, very quickly, is that I'm a member of the Church of Christ because I believe it is the church that Jesus promised to build. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, the Bible says, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus laid the foundation, gave his life up, shed his blood on the cross in order that he might build his church. And so I want to be a member of the church that was started by the right person. Now, I don't have time to get into it tonight. Time won't allow it. But I know you're an honest person. You can just go through Google and just place in any religious denominational church name that you would like. And you're going to find that there's going to be credit given to some man or some woman who started that organization. I'm suggesting tonight that when you read the Bible, you won't find Boniface III, you won't find John Smite, you won't find Joseph Smith, you won't find Mary Eddie Baker, you won't find any of those individuals, nor will you find their churches, because all of them came on the scene after AD 33 and after the Bible was closed at 98 AD. I'm a member of the Church of Christ because Jesus is the right person, and he is the only person given authority to build the church. Remember, Jesus was even endorsed by his Father in the book of Matthew chapter 17, there at verse number 4. You remember when Peter is there up on the mount, he gets excited about being up there with Jesus, and in his overexcitement, he now says, let's build three tabernacles or three churches. But if you remember, God stepped in, and God said to Peter, he said, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. He says, Peter, hear ye him. I'm saying I'm a member of the Church of Christ. Not only is Jesus the right person, he's the only person that has ever been endorsed by the Father to build a church. And I'm saying tonight, friend, I know that you are an honest person. And I know I'm not going to finish this tonight, but let me just say this to you, that while there are over 380,000 churches in America today, and some 30, some million of them scattered throughout the world, the Bible also gives a very clear warning about being a part of a church that was planted by somebody other than Jesus. In Matthew 15, chapter verse number 13, the Bible would say there clearly that every plant, and he's talking there about religious organization, every plant that has not been planted by Jesus or by my Father shall be rooted up. And so I'm suggesting tonight, why be a member of the Church of Christ? Because while there are 37 million churches worldwide and 380,000 in America alone, at the end of the day, Jesus and God did not plant but one church. And I don't want to take the chance of being a part of one of these 380,000 churches that one day the Father is going to root up. I want to be a member of the right church. And the right church is the church that was started by the right person. In the next case, the Church of Christ is right, and I'm a member of it because it started at the right time. Timing is very important with God. Whenever God does a thing, he always does it at the right time. Isaiah chapter 2, verse number 2 and 3, Zechariah chapter 1 and verse number 14, the Bible tells us in prophecy that the mountain of the Lord's house is going to be established in the top of the hills in the last days. So when did this church that Jesus promised to build come into existence? It came into existence in the last days. Where did it start from? It started not only at the right time, but it started in the right place, in the city of Jerusalem. We don't have time tonight to do it, but if you're honest tonight, my friend, simply look at Acts chapter 2, and you begin to read that verse number 5, and then in verse number 14, that the disciples of the Lord find themselves in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Acts 2:17 says, the time was the last days. And it was on that day of Pentecost that the Lord's church started in the right city, Jerusalem, at the right time, about AD 33, and by the right person, Jesus Christ. I'm a member of the Church of Christ because it has the right plan of salvation. Acts chapter 2 and verse 36, on the day of Pentecost, over a million Jews are in that city, and they heard the gospel message and were pricked in their heart and asked the question, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. And on that day, about 3,000 souls heard the gospel at the right time, in the right city, heard the right plan, and became members of the right church because it was started by the right person. And so in my conclusion tonight, I would say to you, friends, simply this, that I'm a member of the Church of Christ simply because it is that church that was started by the right person, which is Jesus Christ. And if you find the church that was not started by Jesus, you need to get out of that church because one day it's going to be rooted up. How do I become a member of the Church of Christ? I just told you. Do what they did on Pentecost when they heard the right plan of salvation. Hear God's word. Believe his word. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Jesus to be Christ. And be buried in water. You cannot be a member of the right church until you obey the right plan, and the right plan calls for baptism. So you want to be right with God tonight, I suggest that you do what I did. I wasn't worried about being right for me. I want to make sure that I'm right with God. And whatever God says is always, my friend, the right thing to do. If you want to be right with Jesus and you want to be right with God, then you need to get in the right church. May God bless you, and may God keep you.